真是何等的感谢神，人居然可以跟神相会啊！
How we can thank God that we can meet and encounter God.
我们不管多么软弱，多么不行，但是常常能够在主的面前来亲近他，来敬拜他。
Regardless of our weaknesses, we can always come before Him and be intimate and worship Him.
首先感谢主，我跟于师母出去了28天，回来了。
First of all, we want to thank God that Sister Nancy and I we've been away for 28 days. Now we're back.
不仅活着回来，平安的回来。
Not only that we came back safely.
谢谢。非常谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
We really thank brothers and sisters for your prayers.
我们昨天晚上快7点进门。然后11点睡觉，早上3点多，我们时差就醒了，一直到现在。
We came home about 7 p.m. and went to bed about 10 and got up at 3 a.m.
我现在没有做梦在讲道哈，因为我发现我真的在讲道。
Don't worry, I'm not dreaming. I am preaching.
我们很感谢神，我们这次两个人背着背包，第一次两个当背包客，跑了几个国家，特别为着。于师母正在写一个论文，跟教会历史有关的。
We really thank God that this time we're just like backpackers. This is the first time we carry our backpack and we visited a lot of places. And partly because Pastor Nancy is writing a thesis.
放放我们背包的样子。
And then this is how we look like.
这是我们昨天早上要上飞机前照的哈。
This picture was taken yesterday before we took on the plane.
那弟兄姊妹，我们非常感谢主。有没有任何弟兄姊妹或朋友是在过去28天才来我们教会的？可不可以站起来，让我们看一看，好不好
？Any brothers and sisters who came in the past 28 days, please stand up so that we get to meet you.
好，非常欢迎你们。
We welcome you.
好，那有机会你们再跟我介绍。我现在介绍你们，我是于宏杰。
Let me introduce you. I'm Pastor Yu.
然后非常谢谢温荣信老师跟高芬芬姊妹昨天一整天在这里帮助我们敬拜团队 AV 同工，能不能请他们站起来？我们非常谢谢他们。
And we want to thank Brother Wen and Sister Gao for coming to help our worship team yesterday.
请坐，请坐。
Thank you.
好，他们两位是非常难得请到的，那经验太多了，那尤其是在属灵的。敬拜上非常有经验，所以我们非常谢谢他们。请等一下，所有的 AV 同工跟敬拜同工，你们是到英文组的聚会厅参加成人主日学，接受他们最后的上课跟教导。
We're so thankful to have them. They're very precious experienced vessels, especially in spiritual worship. And then afterwards, worship team, please go to the English sanctuary to continue the worship training.
我们跟教员他们一样去了欧洲一趟，一路上有很多的打岔跟意外。
Just like Brother Jeff, we went to Europe and with a lot of interruptions.
钱包掉了，衬衫掉了，什么掉了？讲台前衬衫找不到了，不见了，反正很多事情啊。
For example, we lost our wallet and I lost the shirt before preaching and.All kinds of stuff.
但是谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告，因为这个整个聚会看见神的工作非常非常明显，我们也知道是弟兄姊妹背后的祷告。
And we really thank our brothers and sisters' prayers. We could see God's presence and His work, and we know it's because of your prayers.
我想我们细节的祷告会再讲哈。
I'll share with you more details in the upcoming prayer meeting.
因为我们每一次难得能够有 combined meeting， 这就是我们非常珍惜的。
We really cherish the chance that we have combined meetings with the English congregation.
我们整个教会男女老幼。中文、英文，不管什么背景，聚在一起来敬拜神，这本身就是一个见证。
It is such a testimony that everyone in the congregation, young or old, English speaking or Chinese speaking, can get together and worship God. That's a miracle.
虽然我们需要翻译，但是我也希望所有的信息。不光是对大人，对我们的下一代，对说英文的弟兄姊妹，我们大家都一起在主的面前走在同样的路上。
We hope that even though we hope that the translation will not be a hindrance for all the congregations get together. All the congregations get together and follow God's words and teaching.
我们一起来读一段圣经。今天我要借着拿细耳人讲归耶和华为圣的生活。
Let's look at the passage. Today we're going to look at.A consecrated life through Nazarites.
我们请翻到民数记第六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6.
我们因为时间的关系，我们只读第一节到十二节。
We will only read verses 1 through 12.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，无论男女，许了特别的愿，就是拿细尔人的愿，要离俗归耶和华，他就要远离清酒、浓酒，也不可喝。什么清酒、浓酒做的醋不可喝，什么葡萄汁也不可吃，鲜葡萄和干葡萄，在一切离俗的日子，凡葡萄树上结的自壳自皮所做的物都不可吃。在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要有法就长长了，他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。在他离俗归耶和华的一切日子，不可挨近死尸。他的父母或是弟兄姐妹死了的时候，他不可因他们使自己不洁净，因为那离俗归神的凭据是在他的头上，在他一切离俗的日子是归耶和华为圣。我想底下是讲到，如果在他旁边有人突然死了，或是有任何的死亡影响了到他，他所有离俗的日子都不算，要从头开始。
And after verse 8, starting from 9, it says, if something or someone suddenly died right next to him and then he got defiled, then he has to start all over again. The separation.
因为第一节到第八节很重要，我们请英文也读一遍，好不好？
So let's read verses 1 through 8 in English together. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, said to them,When neither a man or a woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine or vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh grapes or raisins.All the days of his separation, he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, from seed to skin. All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head, until the days are fulfilled, for which he separated himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. Then he shall let the flocks of his hair grow. All the days that he separated himself to the Lord,He shall not go near a dead body. He shall not make himself unclean, either his father or his mother, for his brother or sister will not die because of his separation to God is on his head. All the days of his separation, he shall be holy to the Lord.
好，我们再读第八节，再读一遍，中文、英文一起来读啊。在他一切离俗的日子，是归耶和华为圣。好，那么在第二节的注解底下讲到，拿细尔的意思就是归主的意思。
So there's a footnote in the Chinese translation that the meaning of Nazarite means consecrated, separate to the Lord.
然后弟兄姊妹回家有时间的话，读十三节后面啊，就是当他离俗的日子满了以后。
Then, if you have time after you go home, read verse 13 and on.
啊，他需要到神的面前来献祭啊，到会幕面前来献祭。
So when the days of his separation are fulfilled, he ought to go to the altar and offer sacrifices.
而如果你熟读旧约的话，你会发现这一个献祭是很特别的一个献祭啊。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you will notice that this sacrifice is very special.
在旧约从来没有一个祭是一个人要把所有的祭全部献上。
Because in the Old Testament, there's not one sacrifice that one person will offer for all the sacrifices.
它包括了燔祭、素祭、赎罪祭、平安祭、奠祭。举祭都要献
，because he will have to offer sin offering, burnt offering, peace offering, grain offering, and even drink offering. All the offerings.
也要把他离俗的头发切下来，跟这些祭、平安祭一起献给神。
He will also shave his head and offer up his hair on the altar with the sacrifices.
好，我们圣经就读到这。
Okay, this concludes the scripture reading.
可能很多弟兄姊妹读到这段圣经的时候，从来都没想到这段圣经会跟我们今天有关系。
Maybe a lot of us never thought this passage has something to do with us.
好，我们知道在旧约神兴起的利未记，利未的这个支派取代以色列一切投生的。
Because we all know that in the Old Testament, God raised up the tribe of Levi to a substitute to represent the entire Israelites.
把整个利未支派交给了亚伦家这个祭司的家一起来会幕里面进行侍奉敬拜的事情。
And he gave the entire tribe of Levites to the house of Aaron to assist the high priest, the priest.To do all the sacrifices and,
所以一般弟兄姊妹没有资格这样子的进到会幕进到神面前的。
So most children of God were not qualified to serve in the temple.
所以他们只能把祭牲带来要献给神交给利未人交给祭司为他们献祭。
What they could do is just to bring their sacrifices, their animals to the priest for the priest to offer for them on their behalf.
但是神纪念他的百姓中有一班人特别特别爱神。
But yet God remembered among his children there are a group of people who love the Lord so much.
虽然他们外面没有利未人的这种条件跟资格。
Even though they were not qualified to be a Levite or a priest.
但是神为他们开了一个门叫做拉希尔人的这条门。
But yet God prepared a way, a door for them.
让所有的人不管是男的女的老的少的都可以来侍奉神。
So this door is to be a Nazarite. They either men or women, young or old, anyone can take the vow to worship God.
所以利未祭司要进职的话，他必须是30岁男的，而且是利未家才能够来到会幕里面来进职。
To be a Levite, they start their service at the age of 30.
拿细尔人没有这个限制啊。
But there's no age limitation for Nazarites.
不管是弟兄，不管是姊妹，不管是年长的，不管是年轻的，不管是有钱的，没钱的，都可以。
Whether it's men or women, young or old, or rich or poor, anyone can do.
那他第二个特点就是神不强迫人啊。
And the second characteristic is that it's not forced, it's not regulated.
所以要不要当拿细尔人由我们自己决定。
So it's up to us to become a Nazarite.
甚至父母亲可以为你做这个决定把你献给神当拿细尔人。
And your parents can offer you up as a Nazarite.
这个不是神律法的要求但是神开的这么一个门。
This is not a mandate by the law of God, but God opened up this door.
那第三个拿细尔人最大的特点到底是什么
？So the third, what's the most unique characteristic of being a Nazarite?
用一句话讲，就是离俗归耶和华，过分别为圣的生活。
It's to be separated from the world and consecrated to God.
这是完全甘心的。
This is all willfully offered up.
所以请弟兄姊妹记得，好，在这里提到了三件事情，拿细尔人的心愿，就不管你是男女老少。贫富任何背景都可以。
So these are the vows of Nazarites that whether you are man or woman, young or old, anyone can take the vow.
等一下我们就会讲到了，今天很多人都很爱主，爱到一个地步想出来侍奉，全时间侍奉神。
Like today, there are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord and they wanted to become a full-time minister.
然后我在中国在各地都碰到很多人来问我，他说：“余弟兄，怎么样子清楚神的呼召？”
Wherever I go in the world, there will always be brothers and sisters who come to ask me, "How can I be sure of God's calling?"
怎么样像你们一样能够全时间出来当传道人，甚至当牧师，当什么啊
？How can I be like you to be a full-time minister or pastor?
我常常都跟弟兄们讲，我说我们先在神面前许愿过拿细尔人的生活。
I always advise them first, let us take the vow of Nazarites and live a consecrated life.
拿细尔人是不管你是哪一行哪一业的，你任何职业都可以。
It does not matter what kind of a profession you are in.
他在乎的不是身份地位或是方式。
So it does not matter the formality or your position or your qualification.
他在乎的是我们里面对神的爱，我们里面的奉献，我们里面真正的生活的态度和方式。
It all matters is your love for the Lord and your attitude to live a consecrated life.
所以在这里当拿细尔人不是重在这个外面修养的问题。
So the emphasis on the being a Nazirite is not like your upbringing or your behavior, our behavior.
请大家记得哈，那些人最大的关键跟我们在座现在每一个人都有关系，每一个人都有关系，要注意听。
Please remember the most special characteristic of Nazirite has to do with every one of us.
最大的特点，最大的关键就是我是为了爱神的缘故。
So the most important thing of being a Nazirite is just for the love of the Lord.
我为了讨神喜悦的缘故，我过不一样的生活。
Just simply because I want to please the Lord, I will live a life that is different.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们只是在外面要求、外面纪律、外面律法，那跟去修道院、去和尚庙里面没有太大差别了。
If this is only a mandate on our behavior, then it has not. It's very similar to going to
我们不过只是停留在功课己身、叫神服我的这种境界。
So this is not just to beat up our flesh so that it will obey us.
但是拿西尔人最可贵的一点就是完全为了爱着神，为了爱神的缘故。
But what's the most precious thing of being a Nazirite is that it's for the love of the Lord.
等一下我们会回来讲摩拉维亚的复兴，跟这个例子跟今天的拿西尔人太有关系了。
Later on, I'm going to share with you the testimonies of Moravian revival has so much to do with this.
所以过分别为圣的生活，你们先不要想到是头上要顶的冠圈，穿的要穿白衣服，然后胡须要刮得干干净净的，然后不苟言笑的这种样子啊。
So when we think about living a consecrated life, please do not think that you will have to wear a white robe and then you shaved clean and then everything looks very godly outside.
弟兄姊妹，你等一下从信息里面你就知道，其实分别为圣，第一步就在于先简化我们的生活 ，simplify our life.
So you will notice that to live a consecrated life, the first step will be to simplify our life.
因为每一个世代都有它的潮流。
Because in every generation, there's a trend, a fad.
每一个世代都有它的 lifestyle.
And every generation, there's a typical lifestyle.
每一个世代都有它特殊的试探跟挑战。
And then everyone faces a unique challenge and temptation.
而拿西尔人的特点是为了爱神的缘故离俗，就是说我跟世界有 separation, 不一样。
To be a Nazirite,We have this desire to be separate from the world, to be different.
所以第一件事情就是简化我们的生活，不需要那么复杂，不需要跟世界一样。
So the first thing would be to simplify our life. Our life does not have to be the same with the rest of the world.
所以这次我们有机会看摩拉维亚的复兴，有机会去看波西米亚谷中弟兄们，他们说他们这些不管是哪一个团体，他们身上最大的特点，连他们的生活穿着。人一看就可以看出来。
During this trip, we had the privilege of visiting Moravia sites, and then the number one characteristic of these people are that their life is so simplified.
那接下来才是讲到我们不光 simplify 简化我们的生活，而且能够 sanctify 就是来真正让我们的生活被洁净。
Then after simplify, we shall sanctify our lives.
那我们来看拿西尔人的特点。
Let's look at characteristics of Nazirites.
他这里提了三个啊。
Three.
第一个，新酒、浓酒都不喝。
First of all, separate from drinking wine or similar drinks.
我希望在座会喝酒的弟兄姊妹不要说完了这篇信息，不应该听啊。
I hope this will not discourage brothers and sisters who can drink or like to drink.
那个对以色列、对巴勒斯坦的人，他们三大农作物啊。橄榄、无花果跟葡萄。
For people in the Mediterranean, Palestine, there are three produces: olive, 橄榄、无花果、figs, and
还有葡萄
and grapes.
对，尤其是在被掳到巴比伦，以色列人学会做生意之前啊，现在犹太人就会做生意，对不对
？And before they were captured to Babylon to become merchants, good at business.
他们整个的生活就是这三样东西。
So their entire life was circling around these three produces.
所以他们吃无花果饼啊。
So they eat fig cakes.
他们葡萄就喝酒。
And then they drink wine made of grapes.
橄榄就做油。
And then they make oil out of olive.
这是他们整个生活的三大样。
And these three, they pretty much live on these three produces.
所以喝酒对他们来说是 daily life, 是很自然的事情。
So for them, drinking wine is very common in their daily life.
那他们现在为的把自己离俗归给耶和华，他连他最合法的享受都愿意放下来。
So in order to live a separate life for the love of the Lord, they are willing to forsake the most basics.
所以我们在座有人如果从来不喝酒，你不要以为你已经合乎了拿细耳人的第一个条件了哈。
So if you never drink, please do not think now you are a Nazarite.
那个重点不在于喝不喝酒。
The point is not whether you will drink or not.
重点是在于我们在世上经过的时候，总有一些东西会抓住我们，会吸引我们，甚至会捆绑我们的。
As we go through this life, there will be things that will lay hold of us, something that will bind us, keep us bondage.
我愿意为了爱神的缘故，我甘心放下来。
But yet, for the love of the Lord, that we're willing to forsake them.
不光清酒、浓酒不喝。
Not only in that we do not drink wine.Or similar drinks.
清酒、浓酒所做的醋都不喝。
Even vinegars made of wine or liquor.
他连葡萄干、鲜葡萄都不吃。
A Nazarite will even forsake fresh grapes or raisins.
甚至连壳到皮，所有葡萄的产品碰都不碰。
Anything from the seed to the skin of grapes, they will not touch.
套用我们在 SVCA 用的这句江湖话哈，就是要来就来，真的。
In other words, they're taking it seriously. They are for real.
不是只是不喝二十年以上的酒。
Not only that, they will not drink wines that are more than 20 years old.
或是我不喝进口的酒。
Or we stop drinking imported wine.
他是什么酒都不喝，醋也不喝，葡萄干、葡萄都不吃，连壳到皮都不碰。
Nazarites will forsake all kinds of wines and liquor, even raisins and fresh grapes, from the seed to the skin.
就是任何东西会把我再带回到从前那种捆绑、那种享受、那种甚至让我不能爱神的这些人事物的东西，我都要切断。
In other words, to forsake anything that will even bring us back.To the past pleasures or even bondage.
你说好，我再也不去赌场。
For example, you say, "Okay, I'll never go to casinos again."
但是天天在公司里面，每次碰到 NBA、碰到球赛，就跟同学大赌。
But then, if we still gamble over NBA or sports games,
我不晓得这算不算醋。
Does it count as vinegar?
或者你说好，我那个也不赌，这个也不赌，但是我在家跟人家打麻将。
You may say, okay, I don't go to casinos and I don't gamble over sports games, but I might play mahjong at home.
弟兄姊妹，我没有意思要在这里给什么例子，我相信你们都很聪明，能够明白什么叫做什么都不碰。
I'm not here to give you regulations. I'm sure you are very intelligent. You know what I mean, not to touch anything.
因为我们知道这些东西，任何东西可以再把我带回到从前的捆绑。忘记神，享受事物，而让我不能爱神的，我通通在这一段离俗的日子，我把它切断。
You know what I mean? That during these days of separation, anything that can possibly bring us back to the bondage or pleasures that would defer us from loving the Lord, I shall cut them off.
那你会说，那等我熬完了，我就好好喝个
But then you might say that we just tough it through these days of separation, then I can indulge myself.
我跟你说，你真的为了爱神的缘故，过过这么一段分别的日子，你已经不容易再回去了。
But let me assure you, if for the love of the Lord that you live a period of separation for the Lord, and afterwards it will be hard for you to go back.
很多在我们身上是捆绑、是力量、是伤害、是玷污的东西，这个时候不容易回来了。
That many things that used to bind us and become a power over us, that we can be free from it.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要去讲酒了哈，就光讲网络的捆绑啊，这些东西，你知道在我们身上有些东西，每一个世代，我说过有它的潮流，有它那个世代特殊的试探。
Maybe we don't need to talk so much about wine, but in every generation there's unique temptation. For example, the temptations on the internet.
有的人清酒浓酒是别人的夸奖，就是沉醉于别人对我的肯定跟夸奖。
Maybe for us, the wine is praises of men that we just enjoy being praised by men.
被别人一夸，你戴饰戴得这么好，晚上回家睡觉都沉醉。
Maybe someone will praise you that you lead the worship so well today that you will be so puffed up that you can't even sleep tonight.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个那种吸引我们会捆绑我们的东西，我们自己在主面前祷告，应该自己都知道的。
So we ought to come before the Lord, and we will probably know and find out what is the wine for us.
第二件事情，他们不剃发。
The second thing, they will not shave their head.
这里讲到他们披戴一个爱主属主的记号。
In other words, they're wearing a mark on them that they love and belong to the Lord.
你知道，在犹太人中间，留长头发是男人的羞辱。
You know that in among the Jews, for men to wear long hair, it's a shame.
我今天成为拿细耳人，就在我身上甘心有一个被人嘲笑、受羞辱的记号。
But yet today I have become a Nazarite, and I'm wearing a mark that will be mocked and shamed and laughed at by people.
弄不好很多孩子回家都跟爸妈说：“我要当拿细耳人。”
Maybe after today, many young people will say, "I want to be a Nazarite to wear long hair."
你觉得长头发男人留长头发很酷啊
？Nowadays, it's cool for men to wear long hair.
可是，在那个时代是很羞耻的。
But in that age and time, it was a shame for men.
所以，为什么在阿摩斯书说那边有少年人想当拿细耳人，结果居然有人拿酒给他们喝，不让他们当拿细耳人
？That's why in the book of Amos it says that there were young men who wanted to be Nazarites, but yet people bring wine to tempt them to destroy their vows.
甚至有人会嘲笑你说你哦 ，holy boy.
Or people might mock you, you're a holy boy.
觉得嘲笑你，你这个人好圣洁哦，哇，你好不一样啊。
Or they might make sarcastic remarks that, wow, you're so holy.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代，需要有人起来 dare to be different.
But yet in this age of time, we need people who rise up and bedare to be different.
我们在公司里面，在同事中间，在家人中间，要勇敢的说，我是属神的人，我是基督徒。
That we ought to be bold and courageous in front of our family and friends and colleagues and schoolmates and say,
不然我们怎么样子影响这个世代
？Otherwise, how can we influence this world?
腓立比书第二章说到，我们显在这个。弯曲悖谬的时代，这真的是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
Book of Philippians says that we live in this dark and perverse generation. It is dark and perverse generation.
他说到我们要像明光照耀，把生命的道表明出来。
But then the Book of Philippians says we shall show forth like a light into this world.
以前我们教会有个弟兄，他现在已经不在这边了哈。他说他那时候在上 Michael 上班。
We had a brother who's not in our midst anymore. He used to work in some microsystems.
他刚进那家公司。
When he first joined that company.
同事们一起吃饭，他就不敢泄饭。
And then when he had lunch with his colleagues, he dared not to give grace.
大家都坐在一起就开始吃了，他就不敢低头祷告。
And then he dared not to pray before his meal.
弟兄姊妹，过了几天以后，他自己里面被主很厉害的责备。
But then after several days, his heart was convicted severely by the Lord.
因为那是至少大概是二十年前的见证哈，那个我们弟兄二十年前在这做的见证。
This happened about 20 some years ago.
我现在不知道同性恋是用什么的记号来表达他是同性恋啊。
And now, I don't know for a homosexual gay person.Would they wear any mark?
他们那个时候是用戴一个耳环。
At that time, for a homosexual man, he will wear one earring on the ear.
所以有一天，他看到他的同事在那里吃饭，戴着一个耳环。
So one day he saw a colleague at lunch, and he was wearing a single earring.
他到哪里去都戴着那一个耳环。
He will wear just one earring everywhere he went.
主就责备他。
And the Lord rebuked him.
连这样子，他们都不隐藏自己的身份。你是我的儿女，你是基督徒，居然要隐藏这么尊贵、这么荣耀的身份。
That even a homosexual would dare to show his identity, and yet you are a child of God. You're ashamed of your identity.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们每一个人都勇敢的能够在我们周围所有能够接触的范围内，很明白的表达我是属主的，我是基督徒，我决定相信今天不一样。
I'm sure if every one of us is bold and courageous to show our identity everywhere we go, I'm sure it will be different.
对我们周围的人不一样，对我们自己也会不一样。
I'm sure it will make an impact to people around us as well as on ourselves.
哦，我昨天回家的时候，在这一摞的信里面，突然我儿子说有一个包裹，我拿过来看。
Yesterday, after I went home, I got a package.
居然是于波波的字，写我的名字，写我的地址，然后里面一本书寄过来，我简直不敢相信，好，里面很激动，想着老人家从天上寄给我，不可能的。
Wow, and then on the package was my father's handwriting, and then but my pastor already passed away, so this is unbelievable.
啊，是有一次我爸爸跟我借一本属灵书，我借他了，他要还给我，都写好了，邮票贴好了，忘了寄了，所以我哥哥帮我寄过来。
Actually, that my father borrowed a book from me, and then he already prepared the package, but he forgot to mail it, so my brother mailed that package to me.
那我爸爸给我一个很大很大的印象，就是他一直都跟别人做见证，跟别人传福音。
My father always made a strong impression and impact on me. He always shared gospel with anyone.
他每次出差、开会、坐火车。怎么样？上车前一定为了今天坐在旁边的人祷告，为了要跟他传福音。
Every time before he went on business trip, he will pray for someone who will happen to sit right next to him on the train or on the plane.
任何长官从上级下来视察，我爸爸从来不出去应酬，从来不陪他们。
My father would never go out drinking or have meals with government officials whenever they came for inspection.
连总司令来，我爸爸都跟他说：“我是基督徒，我晚上不出去应酬。”
Even the great general came, my father would say, I am a Christian and I will not go out eating or drinking.
我们教会有祷告会。
And then he would say, we have prayer meeting at church tonight.
弟兄姊妹，没有人敢做这些事的。
No one dared to do something like that.
但是我父亲站着，反而这些总司令、参谋总长都对我父亲非常非常的尊重、珍惜他。
But yet my father was being truthful and faithful, and then all of his officials and supervisors, they all respected him.
弟兄姊妹，拿细尔人他勇敢。
Nazarites, they have courage.
他身上带着记号。
They wore a mark on them.
带着一个分别属主的记号。
They wore a mark that they are separated unto the Lord.
当你在同事中间真的活出基督的生命，在这里做见证的时候，很多事情他们不会找你。
And if you truly live a life that manifests Christ in you, then troubles or temptations will not come to find you.
我们在美国中部读书的时候，同学周末要出去看黄色电影，不像现在有网络，他们绝对不会敲任何查经班弟兄姊妹的门。
When I was going to grad school in Midwest, I know that on weekends when classmates, schoolmates want to go to see pornography, they will never try to find Christians in a Christian Bible study.
要有分别的记号，尤其是从生命里面出来的，不是光外面的。
So we ought to have a mark. It's not the outward thing that we wear, but from our life.
第三件事情，他们不碰死亡，也不容许被死亡所玷污。
Third thing, they will be separated from death. They will not be defiled by death.
什么叫做死亡？
What is death?
死亡就是跟生命脱离了。
Death is a separation of from life.
所以有我们肉身的死亡，当我的生命结束的时候，我死了。
Yes, there's a fleshly death when we die, when our body dies.
那也有所谓的属灵的死亡。
And there's also spiritual death.
就是当我跟主的连接断了。
It's when my connection with the Lord is separated.
你们不要误会哈，客观上不会断，但是主观上我们会断的。
Please do not misunderstand. Objectively, our relationship with the Lord will never stop, but then subjectively, we will feel that way.
就是约翰福音十五章，主说我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子，枝子不能离开葡萄树。
Just like in John 15, it says, "I am the true vine, and you are the branches. The branch cannot be separated from the true vine."
当我们离开的时候，不仅不能做什么，而且就是枯干，就是死亡。
But when we are separated from the vine, not only that we cannot do anything, but we will wither and die.
所以在这段分别的日子，特别在我们跟神之间的关系。
So during these days of separation, we shall focus on our relationship with the Lord.
是在生命里的，不容许死亡来玷污我们。
So Therefore, we will not allow any death to defile our life.
我们也不去碰死亡的东西。
And we will not touch anything that is of death.
最容易造成我们死亡的就是犯罪。
So the one thing that can cause us to die is sin.
因为雅各书说到这个这个私欲怀的胎就生出罪来，罪就生出死来。
Because the book of James tells us that our lust will create desire that causes sin.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，第三件事情就是我自己不去做这些把我带进死亡的事情。
So the third thing for the Nazarite is that we will not do anything that will cause death.
我不去接触那些会叫我死亡的人。
I will not touch anyone that will cause me death.
不管他借着引诱我去犯罪，或是讲消极、批评、论断的事情，都会叫我死亡的。
Whether the person that is tempting me to sin or say anything that is negative that causes sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是拿西尔人。
So this is a Nazarite.
简单复习一下，第一个是什么
？Let us review these characters, their traits. First,
清酒浓酒都不喝。
They will not drink any wine or similar drinks.
不剃头发。
Second, will not shave the head.
不用帮大家复习了。第三个。
Third,
决定不接触死亡，也不让死亡来玷污我们。
Will not touch death or be defiled by death.
我希望它属灵的意义大家能够 catch 哈。
I hope that we will catch the spiritual meaning behind this.
那我现在要讲到我们这一趟去特别有一段，我们跑去看摩拉维亚。
And now I want to share with you during our trip we went to visit Moravia.
大家如果在网络上自己去 search 摩拉维亚，有很多的文献告诉你摩拉维亚复兴对今天的基督教影响多大。
If you search online, you will find out the impact that Moravian brothers and sisters and their revivals have impact on Christianity today.
他们不仅仅开了宣教的大门。
Not only that, they have opened up overseas missions.
影响了后代所有的宣教的事工。
And impact all the mission ministries afterwards.
而且从摩拉维亚的复兴最直接影响的两个，一个在英国，一个在美国的复兴。
And then from Moravia came two more revivals. One is in England, one is in America.
在英国的就是借着 John Wesley 还有他的弟弟 Charlie Wesley 他们带起来的英国的大复兴。
And in England, the great revival was brought up by John Wesley and Charles Wesley, these two brothers.
那另外一个影响的就是美国的Great Awakening.美国的大觉醒。
And then the other one is the Great Awakening in America.
这两个都是在十八世纪大概三十年到五十年之间发生的事情。
And these all happened between around 30 or 40 or 50 years in the 18th century.
那我们现在来看摩拉维亚，他很关键的一个人物叫Zinzendorf，我想我们也都听过我也讲过。
And the key person that brought about the Moravian revival is.Zinzendorf.
他是1700年生，很好记。
And he was born in 1700.
他活到1760年，六十岁。
And then he lived through 1760, so he lived 60 years.
他生下来几个礼拜，他爸爸就去世了。
And then after a few weeks he was born, his father passed away.
他在他祖母跟阿姨很爱主的两个女人的抚养底下长大的。
And he was brought up by his grandma and his aunt, these two sisters who loved the Lord very much.
他祖母是个贵族，所以把德国东边萨克森这边靠捷克边界的一块地，那个 PowerPoint 先不用放，你可以放这个好了，赐给了他一大块庄园，赐给了他。
And then his grandma was a noble woman, and then she gave a piece of land with piece of land with farms to him.
我长话短说哈，他年轻就很追求出去上课，出去旅行，最有名的就是他在 Düsseldorf 看到的那幅画，为你，为你，我舍性命，为我，你舍什么？他把他这一生都奉献给神。
To make the story short, when he was young, he would travel around and pursuing the Lord and study. And the most famous one is in when he saw this painting, for you, I lay down my life. For me, what have you done?
所以在他二十岁出头的时候，在二十岁出头的时候，有很多的基督徒那时候开始遭受逼迫、迫害，所以有人这个一个叫做Christian David 带着将近300个人来投靠他。
So when he was in his early 20s, some Christians were being persecuted, and this person, Chris David, he brought a group of like 300 people to Zinzendorf and asking for shelter and refuge.
那这一批是真正从捷克 的波摩拉维亚那边过来的人。
And these people came from Moravia in Czechoslovakia.
然后有很多人是从别的地方过来，遭受逼迫，有加尔文派的，有路德派的，有敬虔派的，有各地的逼迫圣徒都跑到他这里来了。
And then more Christians who were being persecuted all came to Zinzendorf for protection and provision. They were Calvinists, they were Lutherans, and all other denominations.
然后他碰到一个非常大的挑战，就是怎么样子把这些人能够同心合意的聚合起来，高举基督。
So he faced a great challenge that with all these people from different denominations, how could he unify them so that they could love the Lord and love one another?
有人开玩笑说，那个小小的他们在的那个地方叫做 Hernhardt， 叫做主护村，就是主看顾，或是叫做守望村啊。
So they live in this place they call it Hernhardt, meaning a village being watched by the Lord or protected by the Lord.
所以有人嘲笑他们说，这个小小的主护村成为世界各宗教的一个聚集地。
So some people mock that this little village, this Hernhardt, becomes the gathering place of all the denominations in the world.
他们彼此不和，没有办法一起擘饼。
And they have such division, they could not have breaking of bread, communion together.
后来金俊道夫常常跟一些同工为着这件事情流泪祷告，一家一家去看望。
So Zinzendorf was really grieved for this situation. He would pray in tears and went to visit all the families.
那么在历史上有一个日子，几乎教会历史都写的，就是在1727年，就是他27岁的时候。8月13号
So there was a day on 1727, August 13.
我在 Fuse 曾经讲过，那天他们几个小时的祷告、交通，然后一起擘饼，圣灵大大降临。
I shared with you at a Fuse conference that day they spent hours praying and then and worshiping.And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came down and poured out on them.
他们悔改，为了彼此批评，彼此不能接纳，彼此不能同心在主面前认罪悔改。
They confessed their sins of rejecting one another and have divisions among themselves, and they repent before the Lord.
而且他们那一天都跟主立了一个约。
And that day, they made a vow before the Lord.
都要全心全意的爱主。
That they will love the Lord wholeheartedly.
就跟拿西尔人一样，是为了爱主才会成为拿西尔人。
Just like being a Nazarite, it's because they love the Lord.
而且他们都同有一个心志，就是不管怎么样，所有人都要参与，一起传福音，一起高举基督的这件事情。
And that they all made an agreement that they will all wholeheartedly love the Lord and share the gospel together.
宾路易师母写这个《摩拉维亚大复兴》这本书的时候
，When Sister Jessie Penn Lewis wrote a book about this Moravian revival，
他们里面也特别提到，在他们中间生活的原则，第一件事情就是教会之所以存在，完全是为了扩展神的国度。
And then, in the book, it mentions that they make a pact, agreement that the reason for the existence of a church is that so that the kingdom of God can be advanced and expanded.
所以今天教会不是只为了我自己享受的，我喜欢我来，我不喜欢我换一个。
Today we do not come to church simply for my fulfillment or enjoyment. And if I don't like this church anymore, I will change church.
他们所有人都跟神立约，今天教会存在只有一个目的，要荣耀神，要把神的国扩展出去。
Everyone at that time made a pact with God, make an agreement with God that the reason for the existence of our church is so that God can be glorified and the kingdom of God can be advanced.
他们立约的第二个点就是每一个肢体啊，不是只有传道人，只有教会领袖、小组长。他说每一个神的儿女都必须为了这件事而献身接受训练。
So the second agreement, the second vow is that every member, not just the ministers or pastors, but every child of God will offer themselves and be trained for this cause.
所有能做这些事的动力跟能力来自于我们对神的爱跟神的爱这个主观的经历来的。
And all the, and then the motivation for all of this is our love for the Lord and the experience of our God's love for the Lord.
所以我很快地讲一下他们的影响力，他们是成为所有基督教团体送出宣教士最多的一个团体。
So let me briefly talk about their impact. They are the one organization that sent out the most missionaries worldwide.
他们从300个人涨到1000个人继续涨，他们平均58个人就有一个当宣教士被送出去了。
They grew from 300, the group grew from 300 to 1,000, but on the average, every 58 of them, they will send out one missionary.
你看看我们中间可以送出去几个了？
You can calculate the mass. How many among us we can send?
他每五十八个送出去一个，然后你知道所有的基督教平均这个比率是多少吗？
And so that's their number. One missionary out of 58.
所有其他的宗派的基督教的比率是每五千个人出来一个宣教士。
But yet for all other denominations, they will send out one missionary out of 5,000 saints.
他们五十八个就送一个，平均起来。
But for them, one out of 58.
然后第二个他们很特别的，他们是第一个用平民，就是所谓的代职侍奉当宣教士。
And then the second thing that's very special about them is that they will send out laymen, as missionaries.
所有的宣教机构都是送全时间的。呼召的宣教士出去，只有他们送带着职业的出去。
All other mission organizations will send out full-time missionaries being called, but they will send out laymen with professions as missionaries.
他们中间没有一个在 IT 公司做事的。
None of them work in IT field.
他们大部分是裁缝、厨师、修鞋匠，甚至是挖坟墓的人。
So most of them, they are like tailors, a cook, or shoemakers, or even undertakers.
所以他们跟神的立约，在那个波饼聚会里面被神爱的激励，立约是真的。
So their vow and their offering to the Lord in during that communion that day was so real, for real.
他们被打发到各地区，所以第三个特点就是没有一个宣教团体像他们一样达到世界上这么大的范围。
And then they reached the territories in the world that no other organizations have reached.
他们很快送到欧洲，送到南美洲的印第安人中间，送到非洲，送到远东，甚至送到爱斯基摩人冰岛那边北极圈去。
So in a short time, they quickly sent out missionaries to other parts of Europe, to South America, to Asia, to Africa, even to North Arctic.
所以，因为他们送出去的宣教士都是这样子很简单生活的，所以他们到各地去，完全凭着自己亲手做工来供应自己。教会没有任何的资助。
And because their missionaries used to live a simple life, so wherever they go, they will be on their own. They will provide. They will work and provide for themselves.
然后他们出去的时候，都是带着我们刚才拉希尔人的这种精神。
And then, so they will not receive support from their home church.
他们到各地要活出基督的馨香，要为主做见证。
And then they all have this desire, like Nazarites, wherever they go, they will live out a testimony of Christ.
所以他们每到一个地方去，他们就尽快的融入当地的生活。
So wherever they move to, they will quickly mingle with the local people.
然后他们很有爱心，很有见证，所以别人都会注意到这一批人的不一样。
And they were full of love and testimonies, so they were quickly noticed by the local people.
所以他们福音传得很快。
So they share the gospel quickly.
然后也因为在这样子的局面里面，他们都必须自养，必须自立。
And because they have to be self-sufficient, they have to survive.They have to provide for themselves.
他们几乎所有的服事都是全家的，大大小小，男人、女人、孩子们都投入的。
And then their service involved everyone in the family, young and old.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这次再回去走从前教会历史，看他们的见证，里面就有很多很多的感触。
So this time, as we went through the footsteps of these saints before us and their revival accounts, I was greatly touched.
这个时代。太舒服了。
We are so complacent in this age.
这个时代都在忙这么多的事情，把我们压得喘不过气来，没有空去想神的国度。
And we're so busy. We are so stressed out with so many things that we have no time and energy to think about the kingdom of God.
我们的 priority, 我们的注意力常常都不在神国度，在耶稣基督救恩这件事情上。
And our priority is often times not on the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以他们为什么得到这么大的力量？他们非常注重祷告。
Why do they have such power? They focus on prayer a lot.
他们非常注重，我们需要被圣灵充满，需要被神的爱，被圣灵来激动。
They eagerly pursue being filled with the Holy Spirit so that they can be motivated by the Holy Spirit.
所以他们的聚会非常注重强调耶稣基督的救赎大爱。
So during their meetings, they put great emphasis on the love of the salvation of Christ.
金田道夫说，来波饼一定要带着爱主、遇见主的态度来参加波饼聚会。
Zinzendorf says, if you come to the communion, you have to come with the desire to love the Lord and meet the Lord.
所以他们常常连这很年轻的孩子们整夜祷告，哭啊，流泪，被主的爱碰到。
So even the young people in their midst, oftentimes will spend all night praying in tears and being touched by God.God's love.
1727年八月十三号那一天，火烧起来以后。
So the fire kindled on the August 13th of 1727.
他们同一年的八月二十六号，就是十三天之后，他们开始了24100的祷告。
So 13 days after that day, starting on August 26th, they started this 24-hour100-day prayer.
你看哈，修华也是翻成 100-day， 因为我们都是买会所的时候 24-100， 记得吗？24小时100天，他们是24小时100年。
Sorry, it's 24 hours, 100 years. We did 100 days on several times when we purchased this.
好几个不同的记载里面都提到这一百年带下来的复兴。
So it was mentioned many times.The impact, the great impact of these 100-year prayer.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，他们那个因着这样子的祷告，守望的祷告，福音祝福宣教，一直从他们中间出去。
Because of their fervent and continual watchful prayer, the gospel just keep on advancing rapidly.
1736年，John Wesley跟他的弟弟两个人坐船到美国来，想要来美国 Georgia 跟印第安人做宣教工作。
The year 1736, John Wesley and Charles Wesley came to America. They came to the state of Georgia. They wanted to share the gospel with the American Indians.
结果在海上碰到大风大浪啊。
But then they encountered great storms on the sea.
很可能船要沉了。
Their ship almost sank.
所有船上的人都吓得非常 panic， 非常紧张。
Everyone on the ship panicked.
没想到在船底下有一班人。在那里安静的唱诗，大人孩子安安静静坐在那里祷告唱诗。
But then on the lower deck of the ship, there was a group of people who, calmly, peacefully singing songs to worship God.
就是摩拉维亚带出来的一批人要送到美国做宣教的那一班人，大人孩子一起在那里唱诗，所以John Wesley非常震撼。
So these were the missionaries sent.From Moravia as missionaries to America. So when John Wesley saw that, he was greatly
humbled.
So John Wesley was greatly impacted. Later on, he gave a testimony that he wasn't even sure at that time that he was saved.
所以他后来在美国失败以后，不能讲失败，挫折以后，他就重新回到英国去了。John Wesley.
After he got frustrated, By his ministry, he went back to England.
在伦敦，一个摩拉维亚的弟兄叫 Peter， last name 我忘了，带他有得救的把握，带他们兄弟，他重生清楚得救。
So in England, a brother from Moravia, led John Wesley to prayer that then he was 100% sure that he was saved.
所以他就亲自拜访了摩拉维亚这个 Herrnhut 这个地方主妇村。
So he went to visit Moravian brothers at Herrnhut.
姜威斯利自己见证，他说他没有看过一个地方有这样子的聚会，这样子的荣耀，充满了主的同在。
John Wesley later on said that he has never seen a meeting so filled with God's glory.
如果不是因为英国有工作等着他，他说我巴不得我一生都住在这里。
He says, if not because that I still have work left waiting for me in England, he would rather live there his entire life.
近代的宣教之父威廉·克里威廉·克里送到印度去的，他就是读了。摩拉维亚的这个宣教士的传记大受感动，他加入宣教了。他自己做见证的，他说他们对我的影响太大了。
Another missionary, William Carey, he later on went to India. he also gave a testimony that he was greatly impacted by Moravian brothers and sisters.
我很快让大家看一些slide 哈，我昨天早上
三
点多起来，因为我的 power cord 留在办公室，所以电不够，短短的几分钟把照片插进去，来不及打 caption。
I didn't have enough time to prepare slides because I left my charger in office.
啊，对不起，那个左边那个是君君道夫，右边是他的妻子。So, 然后等一下我要特别提到他的妻子对整个竹户村带来的祝福。
So this is Zinzendorf and his wife.
啊，因为君君道夫今年在外。
Because Zinzendorf was traveling most of the time.
啊，整个竹户村在混乱的时候，在经济上碰到困难、碰到挑战，都是他一个人在这里带着众同工一起祷告。
So Because Zinzendorf was out traveling most of the time, his wife pretty much take care of all the things and also the conflicts and the challenges in her.
所以拉希尔人不是光只有弟兄，包括姊妹哈，你们姊妹们要加油，要。
Nazarite is not only for men but for women as well.
姊妹太重要了。
Sisters are so important.
好，我们最后一站到谷中弟兄们的那个地方，当初也是被逼迫追杀的800,000个谷中弟兄姊妹被杀。
So this is another place.
等一下，那他们特别有一个姊妹的 museum.
There was also a museum dedicated for sisters.
他说你要追溯历史的话，你绝对不能忘记这篇姊妹这一班姊妹们在教会历史里面带来的贡献和影响。
Why there's a museum for sisters? Because it says if you want to study church history, you cannot neglect the contribution of sisters to churches.
他们在很多的弟兄身上，在很多教会危机的时候，都带来扭转性的这个转变的。
Because they often bring about breakthroughs and turn around crises.
好，我们往下看啊。这个就是我刚才说的Herhart 那个主户村。
So this is the Herhart.They call it the village watched by God.
他们在那里面聚会，在里面擘饼。
This is the place they had the communion and the breakthrough and the revival.
好，我们再往下看。好，这是他们主户村。再往下。
Her heart.
这是附近居民住的地方啊，他们从各地来。
他
们砍下树自己盖的房子。
So these are the homes built by these refugee Christians.
好，我们再往下。这是他们的 prayer tower 的一个祷告塔，我说的24100，听说后来很多弟兄姊妹都在这里祷告。我跟于师母特别走上去那个横的那一圈，它360度，让你可以把德国、捷克各地的都看得清清楚楚的，所以他们在那里祷告。
So this is their watch tower, where they had a 24-100-year prayer. And Sister Nancy and I visited that prayer chapel, and you can look around and see Germany and Czechoslovakia.
好，你再往下看啊，这左边是德国。
So on the left side is Germany.
右边是捷克。再往下。
On the right side is Czechoslovakia.
啊，这是往捷克的方向，往摩拉维亚的方向。再往下。这是在那个博物馆里面，右边是金俊道夫，左边是江威斯里。特别讲到江威斯里来拜访他，他把他们两个人的出生年月日、对信仰的一些的主要的看法并列在那边我们再往下看。
This is displayed in the museum. This is the Zinzendorf and John Wesley.
这是江威斯里，不是金俊道夫跟他妻子。还有你看右边的草地，那左边也是草地，那都是当初那一批过来。在这里把摩拉维亚父亲带起来的同工们，他们都埋葬在那边一块一块一块地。我刚才讲的 Christian David 也都在那里。
So, Zinzendorf and his wife and all the Christians, at that time they were all buried there.
我们再往下走。这是他们现在在这个Bresdorf 大概离开一公里多。现在摩拉维亚的弟兄姊妹们在这个聚会里面还在继续聚会。
So this is this place is called Bresdorf, at about one mile from Herhart, and then brothers and sisters from Moravia continue to meet.
他们300年前就在这附近聚会，只是这个楼是重建的。
So they rebuilt the building, but they've been meeting there for 300 years already.
好，我们再往下走。这是他们现在的里面的聚会厅，摩拉维亚各地的。各地的摩拉维亚的弟兄会，他们还是会定期，有时候在这里聚会。So, 你讲。
This is their sanctuary, and then Moravian saints, brothers and sisters, continue to periodically meet.
那右上角我放的饼，那个葡萄汁，他们到现在也都在有波饼聚会，只是他们变成一个月一次了，很可惜。
And then on the right upper corner, you see the communion cups. Now they only have communion once a month.
好，再往下走。啊，这是他们现在还在继续送宣教士哈，这是2000几年，我忘记了几个宣教士从外地有机会回来这边，他们参加聚会。
So these are the they continue to send out missionaries even today, and then these missionaries came back to join the meeting.
好，再往下。啊，这是在世界各国各地，他们有一个 list 啊，现在都有他们的据点。
So these are the their churches that they planted all over the world.
他们到今天都还在世界各地有宣教士。
And they still have missionaries all over the world even today.
好，再往下。啊，这他们非常注重孩子们的教育。我刚才说过了，摩拉维亚复兴很重要的关键就是全体动员。
And they really care about the revivals and the education of children. As I mentioned, that their services involved everyone in the family, including children.
跟于师母看到这个，我们都很兴奋，跟我们的 SES 很像。他们要自己好好教育自己的孩子。
And then Pastor Nancy and I got very excited, just like our SES program, because they educated their children by themselves.
好，我们再往下走。啊，这是。啊，他的姊妹，我刚才既然已经介绍过，他就不多说了。他整个博物馆里面有很多的地方都在介绍这个姊妹，对整个摩拉维亚的复兴功不可没。
In the museum, you will see a lot of accounts and recordings about this sister. She made great contribution to the revival of Moravia.
好，再往下。好，这是一个钟，在他们现在摩拉维亚的教会的正门前面，他们曾经。把因为打仗，二次世界大战，把所有的铁都征收去了，做武器哈。这是他们唯一保留的一个钟，现在挂在这里，希望提醒大家我们在神面前的这个生活。
This is a bell, and then it's left over after World War II because during World War II, all the medals were drafted on for military uses, and this bell is there to remind people.That we ought to love for the Lord.
好，我想我介绍了摩拉维亚以后，我想跟拿西尔人结合在一起，大家应该很容易清楚了。
Now that we have introduced to you the revival in Moravia, and I hope that this makes
Nazareth clear. 那到底对今天的你我有什么意义和价值
？So what is the significance and value to us today?
他们也是一般，甚至教育程度、经济能力远比不上我们在座的。
Moravian brothers and sisters were a group of people. They were probably not as educated or wealthy as we are.
但是他们就像拿西尔人一样，就是带着一颗爱神的心。
But then they were like a group of Nazarites with a heart for the Lord, with a love for the Lord.
愿意把自己的全家都献身在对神爱的回应上。
That they're willing to respond to God's love by offering up themselves and their whole family.
他们甘心离开家园，甘心进到完全陌生、不知道的国家跟环境里面。
Willingly they leave their homes and then move to a foreign land.
他们说常常都有宣教士殉道消息传回来，当他们每一次听到又有人死了，他们就唱诗篇126篇，流泪撒种的要欢呼收割。
Oftentimes they will hear that the missionaries they sent out got martyred, and whenever they heard this sad news, they will sing songs for Psalm 126. Is that when we are so in tears, we shall reap in joy.
但是神就借着他们这小小的这一批人
，But God used this small group of people.
在世界各地黑暗的地方点起的一盏又一盏生命的灯
，That kindle up lights.Little by little, everywhere in this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们千万不要把注意力只放在教会全时间的传道人身上。
So please do not only focus your attention on full-time ministers and pastors.
我没有要去解经，硬是讲说全时间传道人叫立位人，然后你们叫拿西尔人。
I'm not saying that the full-time ministers are called Levites and then you are Nazarites.
但是拿西尔人的确是一个很好的榜样，也是圣经上神所在乎、神所要的一般人。
But Nazarites are a good example.And a group of people that God desires.
神借着他们能够带下祝福，能够把神的心意能够带下来。
Through them, God can bless and then bring about His will on earth.
所以历史上参孙也好，撒母耳也好，施洗约翰也好，是最有名的几个拿细耳。
So some famous Nazarites in the history: Samson, Samuel, and John the Baptist.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们渴望有更多人不是被爸爸妈妈献出来。
But then, brothers and sisters, we hope that we can see more Nazarites. They are not just offered by their parents.
能够像摩拉维亚这一批弟兄姊妹，每一个都投身。
But would be like the brothers and sisters in Moravia. Everyone offered up themselves.
我在说他们立约就是跟主立爱的约。
As I say, they made a covenant pact with God, a covenant of love.
他们所有这些的代价，所有这些的辛苦，全都是为着爱主的缘故。
They were willing to pay all the cost for the love of God.
然后更感动的就是他们全教会每一个肢体，他们特别强调每一个肢体都必须为着这样子的一件事情接受装备，而且要付上代价，把自己投入。
What touched me the most is that they agree that everyone, every member in the church will offer up themselves and be trained and disciplined for this mission.
啊，我希望我们下个礼拜又是不久要我们教会的退休会了。
And then our summer conference is coming up soon.
我希望我们每一个人都为了爱主的缘故，我们有行动。
I hope that we will have actions because of our love for the Lord.
我们最后一站在米兰，这次的挑战其实蛮大的。
And our last stop is in Milan, and then we encounter great challenges.
他们是从21个意大利北部的教会来。
Because they all came from 21 different churches from North Italy.
啊，那个场地挤得满满的，又热，然后常常就停电了。
The place was fully packed, very crowded, and oftentimes that there would be a blackout, electric blackout.
他们本来以为800个人，结果到1500个。到了那天中午最多的时候，饭食主说到了1800个人。
So that originally they estimated 800 would come, but then at the peak we had a 1800.
所以他们的饭食说已经多预备的只预备了1000个人，这个要应付1800个。他们说所有的弟兄姊妹那天就全部投入，开始赶快准备饭食。
So they did not prepare so much food for everyone, but everyone just got involved to prepare meals.
然后他说很多姊妹在家都是请的管家的，因为他们看店哈，在家都不做家事的。那天脱掉高跟鞋，卷起袖子，全部在厨房做菜。
A lot of sisters they have housekeepers at home. They usually don't cook, but that day they will cook at church.
他不像我们只有一样菜，他们一个桌子七样菜。
They don't just have one dish like we have our lunch. They have seven dishes for lunch.
1800个人吃，你可以想象那个局面啊。
Can you imagine that seven dishes on the table for 1800 people?
看那些弟兄在太阳底下两个手这样炒菜，哇！那个。
And then brothers will cook dishes under the sun.
弟兄姊妹，这叫神家，这叫神家。
That is the house of God.
为着爱，为着神的祝福，能够领到更多的人，我们宁可自己牺牲，把自己交出来。
That we're willing to sacrifice ourselves so that more can be blessed.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都羡慕做拿细耳人，好不好？
Let's all desire to be Nazarites, brothers and
sisters. 真的，把自己献出来。
Offer of ourselves.
为着爱主，我们离俗归耶和华。
Because we love the Lord, therefore we are separated unto the Lord.
我在神在说，不是外面的要求，不是道德的修养。
This is not the our demand or moral demand.
完全是为了耶稣救赎大爱的一个回应。
It's a response, our response to the great love of God's salvation.
完全是为了讨神喜悦，我甘心过这样子分别为圣的生活。
We live a consecrated life purely to please God.
不再跟罪恶，不再跟世俗这样子的沾染。
That we will no longer be defiled or mingled with world with sin.
我甘心简化我的生活，我甘心来圣化我的生活。
Willingly, we will simplify and sanctify our lives.
然后我甘心把自己放在神的家中一起来。
And willingly, I'm putting myself in God's house, and we will serve together.
我们唱306首。
Let's sing the song 306.
我们就唱第一节跟第二节。这是非常非常在爱里面对主奉献的祷告诗歌。
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 2.
然后我们带着真心来唱。当我们唱到里面，自己觉得我愿意，真的说主啊，我在这里，我愿意活着为你，愿意爱你，那你就站起来。
When we sing the song, if you really think that you want to love the Lord and
要真心的，要来就来真的啊。
You're welcome to stand up.
来。
我的
这要成为我们一生向你的祷告。
Lord, this is not just a song, but a prayer for us in a lifetime.
也希望能够成为我们这一生在你面前奉献的实践。
And we pray that this will also be a reality of our offering.
我们自动甘心并乐意来把自己奉献给你。
Joyfully and willingly, we offer ourselves to you.
全是因为你爱我们的缘故。
It's all because you love us.
主啊，把这样子的渴慕赐给我们。
Lord, pray that you will give us such desire.
活着为耶稣。
That we shall live for Jesus.
活着为耶稣。
Live for Jesus.
指望人单纯。
That we just want to be simple.
让我们在一切的事上都自动乐意、甘心的来讨你喜悦。
That in everything we want to please you.
在我们中间兴起更多的拿西尔人来。
We pray that you will raise up more Nazarites in our midst.
让我们甘心的归主。
that will willingly offer ourselves to you.
我们甘心的离属。
That separated to live a consecrated life.
是的，我们愿意过分别为圣的生活。
I will live a separated, consecrated life.
而祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every one of us.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
使用我们。
Use us.
让我们来服侍这个世代。
So that we can serve this generation.
让我们一起来高举基督，一起来扩展神国。
That we will exalt Christ and advance His kingdom.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.